From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news from across the country, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nika Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. President Joko Widodo highlighted the government's support to the development of local COVID-19 vaccine, such as the red and white and Nusantara, albeit stressing that scientific principles should be followed in the process. As Korupantara News Agency, the head of state noted in a press statement posted by the Presidential Secretariat in Jakarta on Friday, that the vaccine now being developed in the country are the red and white and Nusantara that the government must continue to support. However, scientific principles should be followed to produce safe, effective, and good quality drugs and vaccine. He further said scientific principle in the development of the vaccine must follow the standard procedure, be open and transparent, and involve several experts. President Joko Widodo had pressed for support for vaccine development in Indonesia in a bid to speed up the availability of vaccine as the COVID-19 pandemic plugs on. As reported by Pantara News Agency, the head of state emphasized in Jakarta on Friday, that currently the vaccine being developed in the country include the red and white vaccine and the Nusantara Archipelago vaccine, which the government needs to continuously support. Widodo highlighted the significance of research and development in the areas of medication and vaccine to attain pharmaceutical independence in the wake of the ongoing pandemic. He further explained, the government must also accelerate the availability of vaccine amid the COVID-19 pandemic. A total of 102 health facilities of the Indonesian Army TNI AD have been readied to facilitate the nationwide implementation of the COVID-19 vaccination program. It was said by Army Chief of Staff Andika Perkasa in the official channel of the TNI AD on Friday, as quoted by Pantara News Agency. He said the TNI AD has prepared as many as 102 health facilities aimed at supporting the COVID-19 vaccination for all Army members in each region. Every country, including Indonesia, is battling COVID-19 that has become a global pandemic. To address this crisis, the Indonesian government is currently running a vaccination program for its people according to certain stages and groups as the stepping stone to tackling the pandemic in the country. Indonesia is seeking to host the Asian Creative Economy Business Forum, which will focus on improving the digital economy through digital transformation, especially in the creative economy sector. It was said by Communication and Informatic Ministers Johnny J. Plate at the 15th virtual meeting of Asian Minister Responsible for Information, or AMRI, as quoted by Pantara News Agency on Friday. He said the government has conveyed Indonesia's initiative to organize the Asian Creative Economy Business Forum, which is planned to be held in November 2021, and is entitled Enhancing Digital Creative Economy, a step towards regional economic recovery. He remarked digital transformation is one of solution to address the current situation through the use of digital technology. Let's move on to the international news. UK goods export to the European Union fell 40.7% in January, according to the Officer for National Statistics, ONS, while imports tumbled 28.8%. As reported by BBC.com, the figure show the biggest drop since records began in 1997 and are the first since new trading rules between the UK and the European Union came into force. The ONS said temporary factors were likely to be behind much of the falls. Meanwhile, new data showed the UK economy shrank by 2.9% in January amid the third lockdown. The economy is 9% smaller than it was before the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The International Olympic Committee said on Friday it is not a super world government that can't resolve political issues in China ahead of the Beijing 2022 Olympic Games, even though activists says the IOC has ignored Tibetan and Uyghur claims of human rights violation. As quoted by Reuters.com, Beijing will become the first city to host Summer and Winter Games next year after also staging the 2008 Summer Games. But the IOC has been criticized for awarding the 2022 Winter Olympics to China, given the country's human rights record. Representative of Tibetan and Hong Kong groups, as well as the world's largest group of exiled ethnics, Uyghur, said earlier on Friday, the IOC had not acted on their concern after meeting them in October. But IOC President Thomas Bach told a news conference, they are taking this very seriously, human rights and labor rights and others, and will be part of the host city contract. On a busy street in Yangon, police are escorting a man as gunfire crackles in the background. As quoted by BBC.com, the man appears to be in custody and is showing no resistance. Then suddenly an officer shot him from behind, kicking him as he lies on the ground. The incident captured on video is one of dozens that have been reported since the military coup in Myanmar on February 1st brought protesters onto the street. Crackdowns against protests have already killed over 70 people, according to the UN estimate. But the military or Tamad Dao insists that security forces have acted with restraint against rioters, protesters, who they accuse of attacking police. Listener, that was the news. First, this comes from Bengkulu province. The Bengkulu provincial government is ready to propose three figures of freedom fighters from the region to be declared national heroes, namely A.M. Hanafi, Indra Cahya, and Abdul Rifai. Bengkulu Governor Rohidin Mersyah in Bengkulu on Wednesday, March 10, explained that currently only two Bengkulu figures have received recognition and are designated as national heroes for their contributions to the struggle for Indonesian independence. They are Fatmawati Soekarno and Hazairin, a customary law expert who became Bengkulu district head in 1946. Next news comes from Depok, West Java. The Kwekweruli Simmons World University Ranking, or QSWUR 2021, named the Faculty of Law, University of Indonesia as the best law faculty in Indonesia. Dean Edmond Makarim, in his written statement in Jakarta on Monday, said that the Faculty of Law, University of Indonesia is categorized in the 151 until 200 rankings in the World University Ranking by subject in the field of law and legal studies in 2021. Followed by other Indonesia's Faculty of Law, namely Erlangga University and Gajah Mada University respectively, which are ranked 251 to 300. QSWUR is the only international ranking recognized by the International Ranking Expert Group and is considered one of the three most influential university ranking in the world, along with the Times Higher Education World University Rankings and Academic Ranking of World Universities. Last news comes from Jambi. Indonesian Minister of Social Affairs Tri Risma Hari Ini inspected the recording of electronic identity cards for Anak Dalam tribe in Jelutih village, Batanghari Regency, Jambi province, last Wednesday. The Anak Dalam tribe is one of the minority ethnic groups who are still nomad, wandering around on the island of Sumatra, especially in the forests around Jambi and South Sumatra provinces. Tri Risma Hari Ini said that the recording of electronic identity card was an effort to accelerate the fulfillment of the civil rights of isolated traditional communities of Anak Dalam tribe to be integrated with the social welfare data. On that occasion, the minister also handed over packages of assistance to some Anak Dalam tribe in the form of clothes, rice, children's food, medicine, nutrition, hose, cycles, and plant seeds. One of the Temenggung, or head of the Anak Dalam tribe, named Temenggung Ngerang, thanked the government because according to him, the electronic ID card could be used by the Anak Dalam tribe to get public facilities and assistance from the government.
On March 13, 1948, the Haganah, the Zionist terrorist group, killed Palestinians massively. They attacked the Hassanias village located in North Jalilah. In this attack, the Haganah group destroyed Palestinians' houses and they killed 60 residents. The Zionist soldiers blew up houses in Baitul Maqdis, killed and injured a number of Palestinians. At the time, the Zionists were making preparations to proclaim the establishment of an illegal Israeli government. Through these terror actions, they hoped that it was able to frighten the Palestinian people to stay away from their homeland. On March 13, 1976, Ali Sastro Amijoyo, the 8th Prime Minister of Indonesia, passed away. He was a key political government and nationalist figure. He received the title Meesti Indiresten, or law degree, from the University of Leiden, the Netherlands, in 1927. He was also the 8th Prime Minister of Indonesia who had served twice in the period 1953 until 1955, during Ali Sastro Amijoyo I cabinet and 1956 until 1957 during Ali Sastro Amijoyo II cabinet. Ali Sastro Amijoyo passed away in Jakarta on March 13, 1976 at the age of 72 years. On March 18, 1992, an earthquake with 6.8 magnitudes Richter scale jolted Erzincan, Turkey. The earthquake, followed by two other strong earthquakes, killed 500 people and made 50,000 of the 90,000 residents in the Erzincan region lose their homes. The earthquake occurred on March 13, 1992, coinciding with the holy month of Ramadan. Most of the residents in Erzincan were preparing to break their fasting. For 17 seconds,
the strong jolt started at 19:19 local time, collapsed buildings and cut off electricity in the area. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawwi intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Seven state-owned enterprises signed a Memorandum of Understanding regarding Tourism Ecosystem Strategic Program Collaboration on Wednesday, March 10. State-owned enterprises Minister Erick Thohir welcomed the collaboration in order to revive the domestic and international tourism market. In his remarks, Erick Thohir said that one of the functions of state-owned enterprises is as an agent of development, so that it has an important role in the national economic recovery program. The state-owned enterprises are collaborating to become the driving force for the tourism sector, so it will rise again and have a positive impact on other business actors. A written statement issued by the ministry revealed that the seven state-owned enterprises were working together to formulate strategic programs in tourism development. They will carry out a quick win or acceleration program related to joint promotion, cross-selling, bundling strategy, and manufacture of tourism-related products according to the new normal. The collaboration of seven state-owned enterprises is an effort to form a market or demand creation by the project management office team for a state-owned enterprise's tourism holding company and supporting business as a first step before it is formed. The process of forming it is currently still ongoing. However, the seven state-owned enterprises have started the process of collaborating and carrying out transformation in various areas to prepare themselves to better serve the community, among others by ensuring the availability of quality, affordable, and integrated tourism products and services. Minister Erick Thohir also said the aim of the tourism holding company and supporting business was to encourage the implementation of integrated cross-sector initiatives, develop tourism and supporting infrastructure, increase competitiveness, and strengthen future funding capabilities. That was My Indonesia.
Semakin bertemu, semakin ku
Service, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Listener, Bali Island always offer its world-famous natural beauty. Apart from its beautiful beaches, Bali also has water tourism spots that also attract the hearts of world tourists. One of them is the Kanto Lampo Waterfall, which is located in Banjar Kelot Kangin, Bank Village, Gianyar District, Bali Province. Kanto Lampo Waterfall is in the lowlands. This waterfall is special one because the shape of the waterfall has tubs flowing water from a height of about 15 meters. The shape is terraced so that the water that drops does not cast too heavy current. This Kanto Lampo Waterfall is not like a waterfall in general which falls straight down, but the flowing water spreads to the side quite swiftly so that it is like a white curtain between black leaves. The water that falls through the black rock cliffs with the decoration of green plants around it makes the atmosphere look very beautiful and cool. Under the Kanto Lampo waterfall, there is a pool that is neither too big nor too deep. Here you can swim, play water, or just sit on the rocks while feeling the fresh, very clear, and clean water falling on the body. The name Kanto Lampo was given based on the existence of a tree around the river near the waterfall. The fruit of the tree always changes in colors, initially green and then turning yellow. The fruit will turn red again when it is ripe. The operational hours of the Kanto Lampo waterfall tour are from 8 a.m. until 5:30 p.m. and open every day from Monday to Sunday. The entrance ticket is only worth 20,000 rupiah per person. Kanto Lampo Waterfall is 30 km from Denpasar and only 1 km from the city park of Gianyar Regency. Apart from having a beautiful and soothing nature and a perfect place to rest for a while, body and soul from all routines, Kanto Lampo Waterfall is also a sanctified place. Besides being used for religious ceremonies in Bali, the water from the Kanto Lampo Waterfall is also a source of drinking water for the local population. Listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the world.
Katakanlah sejujurnya padaku, apakah aku yang selama ini ada di hatimu? Kalau kau cinta, beranilah berkata, diciptakan menunggu untuk dicinta. Kau selalu ragukan diriku. Ku hanya manusia biasa yang tiada sempurna. Cukup sudah, biar ku sendiri. Cari saja pengganti diriku yang mengerti kamu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chaku yo shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forco, the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Well, listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The UK-based YouGov Research Institute has recently released a list of the healthiest cities in the world. From the assessment, Jakarta was ranked fourth in Asia. Exactly, it's one level below Bangkok and one level above Seoul. The YouGov team at Landstar analyzed 44 cities around the world to reveal which cities are easier to live a healthy lifestyle overall. The measurement involved 10 metrics of healthy living, from obesity to pollution levels. Each metric is scored and then combined to get a total score of 100. This score is used to rank 44 cities which are the best for healthy living. The obesity rate in Jakarta is fairly low at 6.9%. Then the life expectancy is 68.5 years. In Jakarta, there are also 114 outdoor activities that people can do. In addition, there are 833 places that people can visit to do outdoor activities. To pay for a gym membership, Jakarta is also cheaper than other cities such as Taipei or Seoul, which are ranked close to Jakarta. The increasing trend of cycling is also a determining factor for the Jakarta City Health Index. In addition, the increase in the quality of mass transportation and the decrease in congestion rates also contributed to the YouGov Index score. According to the results of this research from YouGov, Fukuoka has been named the healthiest city in Asia. This beautiful city in Japan is known as a cyclist-friendly city. There, the people prefer to travel by bicycle, walk, or use public transportation. Fukuoka's air quality is also considered to be much better than other big cities in Japan and even in Asia. The second and third positions were surprisingly filled by Beijing and Bangkok, even though both cities were previously known to have extreme levels of pollution. And listener, keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.
Now, what are you wearing? Going to places that I have never been. Walking around like a superstar. Everybody seems to like you like they know you from the start. I see you on the news, you begging for reviews. Nobody then thought you would be you are right now.
Right now,
I'm living in my dreams right now.
What now?
Listen to what I'm about to say. I sing to live and make you dancing. Proving myself that I am worth to be king. Rock turns to diamonds under pressure. Slow it down, hold it now. I'ma get my treasure. Let's fly. Just be yourself for a while. Your own agenda. Kita tidak berbeda. Percaya dengan apa yang akan kau raih. Dan terus berlari.
They say time is an illusion, but we remember the moments. I think that is what's important. All that laughter and affection, signing papers looking better. Who would have hit the progression when we're working to bless everyone in each and every moment?
Silence.
Give it a chance to take place, to put a smile on your face, to take away the days. Close your eyes so you can seize the day, so you can see your future and embrace the present. We're moving in the different pace, we're running in the different pace. We share the same space, same place to get on the groove and bust the move. It's cool, you can feel the same thing too. And we'll be here sharing love, sharing anything that's worth sharing. Look at me now, I'll make you singing my song. If you ever feel bad, I want you sing my song. I'll shine in depression and the bad thoughts.
I'll simply let me make you dancing, proving myself that I am worth the
beating. We thirst the diamonds under pressure.
Slow it down, hold it now, I'ma get my treasure, let's go.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today I will present a keroncong song entitled Burung Kenari. The song became the best song in the Keroncong Festival 1978 until 1979. However, it is not known who wrote this Burung Kenari song. In this medium tempo song, it is described about the beauty and melodiousness of the canary chirp. Even though his body is small, the bird's chirp has many variations, flowing, sharp, and can chirp for up to 25 seconds. Thereby, many people like to hear the bird's chirp as entertainment. Here is Toto Salmon with the song entitled Burung Kenari. Enjoy listening to the song.
Berwarna kuning muda.
siul di angkasa dengan lagu gembira. Kau tampak membawa irama hingga dapat menawar pendengarmu semua.
Voice of Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 dibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, we're bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the
mata apa ku ketuk
Teriak panggilanku jauh, sudah tiada lagi kedengaran. Hatiku nan kecewa. Dia tetap aku cari, oh beritanya sepatah tiada, hanya tinggalkan kesan menderita kecewa di
Voice of Indonesia.
Oh,
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.